Hi again, everybody. I'm Dan Hort, and welcome to the Bengals Training Camp Report for Friday, July 26th. That is brought to you by Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of the Cincinnati Bengals. Practice was open to fans for the first time on Friday, and a nice crowd turned out to watch a two-hour practice under sunny skies from about 3 to 5 in the afternoon. Now, the big news of the day actually occurred before practice, as wide receiver A.J. Green spoke to reporters on Friday morning for the first time about the injury that he suffered on the first day of training camp. The good news is that A.J. says it's nothing serious. He called it a bone bruise and said that an MRI showed no structural damage. Head coach Marvin Lewis says A.J. will be out for at least 3 days. Andre Smith did not practice for the second consecutive day, but he wasn't just standing around watching. Andre could be seen on an adjacent practice field pushing a blocking sled around under the watchful eye of the strength and conditioning staff. That certainly means that his calf injury does not appear to be too serious. Andre told reporters on Thursday that he thinks he'll practice on Sunday, the first day that hitting is allowed. As for the guys that did practice on Friday, rookie tight end Tyler Eifert continues to impress. He is catching everything thrown his way and has been Andy Dalton's favorite target in the first 2 days of practice. Additionally, former tight end turned fullback Orson Charles made a few nice catches on plays coming out of the backfield. Saturday's practice will also be from 3 to 5 in the afternoon. It is free and open to the public on the practice field outside of Paul Brown Stadium. I'm Dan Hort reporting for Bengals.com.